This is the address, but what kind of internship is in an abandoned warehouse? Craigslist variety, I suppose. How do I even get in? Ugh, I hope this isn't where I die. Oh, nope, found the buzzer.
Name?
Hi, I'm Samantha Newberg. It's my first day. Your door seems locked.
That's because it is. No one gave you the code?
They forgot to mention it.
Let me know when you're ready.
Where's the... Oh, that wasn't there before. And none of these buttons have a number or a letter.
The code is Ankh Pentacle Queeb Queeb All Seeing Eye. Hope you wrote that down. I don't want to do this with you every day.
The Ankh symbol looks like the artist formerly known as Prince, right? Also, which one is the Queeb? Is it just one Queeb or is Queeb Queeb one button?
Queeb of Githzerian oranges? I mean origins. Damn it! Anyways, it's the symbol that invokes the feeling that makes you want to run home.
Now this is what I expected. So much marble. Too much even. Thanks, Craigslist.
Excuse me, you have to sign in over here.
Oh, sorry, it's my first day.
Yes, I'm well aware. Until you have the proper badging, you must write your designation here.
Is this ink blood?
No, technically it is not. That would be insanely cost prohibitive. The elevator is yonder. He is expecting you.
Thanks. Oh, wait, what, floor? Whoa, where did he go? Wait, where are the butt-
Welcome, newbie. Come in. Sorry about the elevator. I've arranged for its speed to match the level of anxiety that the occupant is feeling. My own design. A little welcome to hell gag, if you will. And I hope you will.
What? Where am I? Weren't you just upstairs?
I do not recall being upstairs. Can one even designate it as being the upstairs, if there are no stairs? You are in my office, the seared, crackling heart of this office park. I like to personally greet each employee on their first day. Why, hello there.
How do you do?
Please, have a seat. Would you like some coffee? A scone?
Do you have any tea?
Not now! Nor will there ever be tea!
Coffee is fine.
Now, down to business, my little newbie. You are the newest of our interns. And you're thinking that you are unqualified and your brain is screaming for your legs to run, not realizing that they are frozen as if you stared into the eyes of Medusa herself. Ah, Medusa. Lovely demon, really. But I digress. You think that it feels very Queebian here, don't you?
How did you...
Never interrupt one of my monologues! Now, where was I? Ah, yes. I have done my due diligence in weighing the essence of your soul, and I know that you can handle the job. Although I can understand your fear, of course, there is no way that you could know anything about our firm or what we do here, and that's how we like it. But since you could never find any real information about us, I expect you shall adopt a rather hands-on approach to learning about our business. And I'm sure you've been informed you will be compensated quite generously. Well, what say you?
Oh, is that the end of your monologue? Well, then, I'll be leaving now. I was fine with the recruiter on the phone asking me weird questions like, what kind of shape am I thinking of? But no amount of money will make up for how queeby this whole place is.
Money is nothing!
Think of a number.
60.
Do not speak the number aloud! You ruin the contract! Hold the number in your mind's eye, newbie!
69.
Consider it done. A stipend of $69 a week for your internship.
Whoa, really?
Sure, why not? It's a good number. Primal. So very yin and yang.
Oh, boy. Okay, I can't... Can I have that scone now?
It will be a pleasure working with you, newbie.
Yes, I suppose it will. It will be a pleasure taking your money, mostly. Is there any paperwork you need me to fill out?
We are completely paperless here. I do not care for paper. It is a texture thing. Now, we will start your training at the easiest point of entry into our firm. The customer service department.
Perfect.
Do you have any experience in customer service?
Does retail count?
No. Not to anyone. No matter. If you have any qualms or foibles, make sure to direct them to Lori, the head of the customer service department. Before Lori, our customer service was a bit of a disastrous mess. Simply dreadful. She has cleaned that mess most thoroughly, and you will report to her for the time being. Go! Now! Oh, and bring an extra scone with you. I almost feel bad about that elevator. What a delicious lie! Your expression was priceless! Honestly, though, don't let that elevator bully you, newbie.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, welcome to customer service. I'm Tammy. I'll be showing you the ropes before I tie you to your swivel chair. Aren't it fun? Let me show you around.
It's a pleasure, Tammy, but I was told I'd be meeting with Lori.
Lori's in a conference call right now, but she should be done soon. Chad, how long has Lori been on conference?
About 2 weeks, Tammy.
Oh, yeah. She'll be done any day now. I like your style starting on a Tuesday. Mondays are just the worst, right? So much blood.
Wow, this place is huge. How does an office have a horizon?
Yeah, you can get used to it. At least our desks are near the little ladies' room. The men's room is about a half hour's walk from here. Can you imagine scheduling your day around poopies like a little old lady? Aren't I fun?
Oh, wow. That would be pretty tough.
It's not so bad. It used to be worse before Lori got everybody chamber pots. Ew. So many Gatorade bottles back then.
Chamber pots?
Oh yeah, they were gorgeous. So ornate. It's a shame we put papings in them. No poops, though. The enchantment wasn't made for that. Last week, Mikey got desperate, and he still hasn't gotten back from the hospital. Chad has been a mess. We're onto an adult diaper system now. Copiers are over there in the corner. If they run out of paper, just come back in 5 minutes.
Top-notch facilities department, huh?
Actually, the facilities department spends most of their time trying to get ghosts out of the 57th floor. Some people say it's Timothy the intern that changes it, but that's nonsense. They say that about any old occurrence. It's like, who put out my desk fire? I was using that. I don't know. Timothy. Who brought the donuts? Timothy. No, Tammy. Tammy brought the donuts. Tammy always brings donuts. Why is my paycheck messed up, Carol, head of payroll? Timothy did it. I know weird stuff happens around here, but pick a less made-up scapegoat.
Yeah, I guess that's,
Oh, that? Don't worry about that one just yet.
But, it's so much blood.
Our office, Blood Idol, keeps us connected to the World Wide Web. Ever heard of it? All hail! but you just save your pretty little tush until Monday.
But that's so much blood. Can we keep moving? I'm feeling lightheaded. $69 a week. Money is nothing unless you don't have any, and I need to get out of my parents' basement.
Yeah, let's keep moving. When I saw for the first time, I passed out and nearly broke my neck. YouTube would have Twittered that in my honor. Aren't I fun? Anyway, nowhere to keep moving to. Your desk is right over here. See? See your cute little name on that little piece of paper? Samantha Newberg. I print them all out from one of those fun websites. Yours is one of the elder gods, though I can't remember which one.
Is that terror meant for babies to color?
Yeah, cool babies. Speaking of cool babies, this is Gary.
Hey.
Sorry, Gary. Newbie, this is Gary. You'll be sharing a cubicle.
Nice to meet you, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll let you get to it. If you have any questions, Gary can help you. He's been here since before I was in diapers. Aren't I fun? Wait, but no. Gary has a few years on most people here.
So, what exactly am I doing?
It's easy. Phone rings, you answer it. Direct the call. Pretty simple. You're new, so they'll ease you into it.
Ugh, I can smell the blood from here.
Here. Cough drops. Not a perfect solution, but they help.
What is that?
What?
Why are you rolling that dice?
Die.
Wow, I see how it is, Gary.
Dice are mini. This is a singular 20-sided die. 3 years ago, I was up for renegotiations. The man downstairs loves a good gamble, so every phone call is a wager. When the phone rings, I roll the d20. If it's even, I answer, and if it's odd, I hang up and the call redirects to a Papa Jonathan's in Newark.
That seems cruel.
So is Papa Jonathan. And here I am, not having answered a call in about 2 years.
Customer service, how may I help you?
Hi, yeah, I heard that Barack Obama is taking a trip to Mars.
Alright, so how can
I'd
I help
like
you
to
with that?
I'd like to register a complaint, please.
Alright, I'll transfer
Thank you.
Customer service, how can I help you?
My shipment of pharmaceutical-grade super drugs haven't arrived yet. I need to speak to somebody.
Alright, who is your contact?
No, it doesn't fucking matter. Just give me the Verbasol.
Okay, yeah, I'll just transfer you. Customer service, how may I help you?
Hello, listen, I am fed up with you people. I've been waiting forever for my lizard person insurance card to get here so I can order my skin suit so I can look like a human.
Alright, okay, can I get your information,
listen,
ma'am?
I've sent you my information like 7 times already. I've had it up to here with
you. Alright, I'm just gonna transfer you. That is it.
Hey, kid, where are you going?
I need to talk to Lori.
Look out. She can be a bit bristly. Oh. She's still on a conference call. Wait.
So where do you see us in the next quarter? And what does that have to do with our division? You know, I have my fingers in a lot of pies. Now, I don't mean to wring you out to dry. You could smell my bull a mile away, Lori. That's why you're number one. Just to revisit the issue of Casual Friday.
Where is Lori?
Who do you think you are? You've interrupted our flow of synergy.
I'm new, clearly. Who are you?
Todd from Phoenix, and I'm in the middle of a call with your direct superior. Lori, please take care of this. We'll wait, Lori.
Hold on. Wait just 1 minute. Are you trying to tell me... I almost get murdered by an elevator. Work next to the weirdest man alive. I will never get the smell of blood out of my nose. And the creep doesn't stop there. Oh no, because as I'm being harassed over the phone, who is in charge? A fucking mop?
At least it's not Monday, right?
Looks like someone's going to HR.
I have the distinct feeling that I've wronged Lori. Where is HR?
Oh, he'll find you.
Where did that tube come from? And why is it oozing?
Next time on Clerk and Dagger.
We'll have to circle back and drill down on that next week. Now, where's that whiskey?
You dare to wager against my D20? It will be you that is procuring toner this day.
You don't need to do this, Chad. I'm sure Mikey will be fine.
This has been Clerk and Dagger, Episode 1, Sam's First Day, or Tuesday. Clerk and Dagger is produced by Machine Culture, created by Richard Kniazuk, written by Jesse Nicholas, directed by Kelly Opalko, recorded at Big Dumb Studios, editing and sound design by Luke Griskoviak. Caitlin Czekorowski as Samantha Newberg, Ashley Yates as Receptionist, Rudy Schultz as Satan, Richard Kniazuk as Tammy, Luke Griskoviak as Chad, Ashley Yates as Gary, Daniel Day-Lewis as Lori, Jake Duar as Todd from Phoenix. Visit us at machineculture.com, and remember, I've got my third eye on you.